are now listening to
Hello, everybody. I'm Samuel. I'm Samuel Bierman. The one, the only. There is no other like me in the world.
There are a few.
Nope.
Maybe.
That is completely wrong. You are wrong.
There are a couple.
Mm-mm. I highly doubt that. I've never met another man like me.
It's because they're
I've
all
never met another man named Samuel Bierman, but there are several men like Samuel Bierman.
All right. Give me an example. This is off the rails. If you didn't know everybody, I'm currently talking to...
me.
Hit guy.
Him.
From hit show.
And...
me, yeah.
Him and him.
Two guys.
Three.
We, three guys.
Three
men.
In the room.
We are three men.
Well, you're talking to two guys, and we're talking to two guys.
Yeah.
I'm talking to two guys.
Mm-hmm. And this is how it goes.
I am one guy.
So it goes.
Two guys in a truck?
What? This is a studio, Gabe.
Can we make a moving company?
No.
Can it be called Three Guys in a Truck?
No.
That would be pretty funny.
That'd be a pretty good company name.
It could be Three Guys in a Truck.
Like a small town company, sure.
Who said small town? Dude, we can be three guys in a truck, but then we could have three guys in a plane.
Ooh.
Three guys in a bus.
Three guys on a boat.
Three guys in a boat, yeah. Three guys in a shipping container.
Where are they going? Where are they getting shipped off to?
Three guys in a forklift.
Three guys in a forklift? That's kind of difficult.
Three guys in a Menards.
Three guys in a Menards? That's just a Menards.
Yeah.
Menards run by three people?
Menards usually have like 20 people. But what if it's like a really small Menards?
A really small Menards? I have never
seen... pocket-sized?
I have never seen a small Menards.
A Menards the size of a CVS.
Like a Dollar General-sized Menards.
I mean, they size down Walmart.
I mean, yeah, but they
do. How about a Walmart the size of a Family Video?
Ooh, that is tiny.
I'd go for it, though. I'd go there.
Maybe.
What about a movie theater that's just like a flat screen TV in someone's living room that they just rent out?
It's...
for how much? Like $6?
Dollar Store Royal.
$1.50 movie theater.
$1.50 movie theater. With complimentary popcorn. It's like two kernels.
Here, and here we give you butter popcorn. It's one full corn on the cob and a stick of butter.
Ooh, I would actually mess that up. I love corn.
And a microwave.
And
don't forget
a microwave.
The microwave.
Oh, there is no microwave. You're expected to be able to cook the corn using friction.
Rub the butter on the corn so fast that it just starts to pop.
It just fully erupts.
It erupts.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude.
It explodes everywhere. You got popcorn kernels like behind the TV and stuff.
Ooh, dude. That would suck. But what movie would you be watching? What movie? I guess that could be the topic for this episode.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Dune 2.
Dune 2 on in a dollar store level.
The $1.50 movie theater with just like the flat screen. No, you know what? CRT TV.
CRT
TV. It's a CRT.
I love those. Mm.
Okay.
On VHS?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, not VHS. It's a Blu-ray player.
Oh.
It's a Blu-ray.
On a CRT?
On a CRT.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the CRT only plays in black and white.
Can it be a CD but with subtitles?
A CD with subtitles? What do you...
It's just like the soundtrack for the movie.
Oh.
And then there's subtitles playing on the screen.
That'd be pretty funny.
Like a silent film where you got the guy playing the piano?
It's a silent film but the other way around.
Ah. It's a very loud film.
It's a very loud film that you can't see anything.
Why would you go to that?
It's like a really expensive podcast.
Yeah. that would be terrible. Gabe, never go into business. You are never cooking.
You say this now.
I say
but
this
I know people who would sit down and listen to a podcast and fall asleep in my movie theater.
Fall asleep.
This is true. People would do that.
It'd be the best nap ever.
Nap. Are you looking for a sound effect for sleep right now?
I know, I've got one.
We can make one.
There it is.
I already have sound effects. I got all the sound effects.
I don't have sound effects. I need sound effects.
Yeah, you should. You really should.
I should get sound effects for the show. We should do that.
You should just steal his.
I might. I'm going to steal all of your sound effects.
If you steal my sound effects, you're going to have to steal the show as well.
I will.
So
I'm going to do that.
Okay. All right.
I will have two shows next year.
Or will you now?
I will have the show and this show.
This show? Do you even remember the name of this show?
Take Over the Rail. Too.
Okay, he got it. Okay.
You've
got
it. Yeah, shows? I'll just get three of the exact same show. That would be perfect.
Three of the exact... I mean, you kind of got the same thing that... This show's got
exactly
going on.
Triple episode of the show.
If you triple could do episode like, of the show, but you cannot call this the show.
Oh, but I could.
Okay, but
I'll just take the time slot and then I'll call it a day.
Yeah, but then you just the name, the title. Do you want that to disappear? Don't shrug at that.
I guess somebody else can take over this one.
It's a beautiful piece of tradition, yeah. And you just want to eat it away like that.
I mean, I've already got game too that I gotta handle. I gotta handle game. When Nelly and Rob are gone.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to...
I got five shows. Slack. Yeah, I'll have five shows.
You will. You'll be the next me, I guess.
Are you running five shows?
Basically, I mean, Mondays I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday I've got my music. Wednesday I got this. Thursday I'm with you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Well, most
you
of the time.
On last week.
Last week I wasn't on, but
last
I am
week
on...
was not fun.
I'm on most of the other times.
I had
Fridays.
You did?
I did.
Fridays I'm on some, no, once in a while.
Every once in a while you're on game.
Every so often yeah. I'm on game.
You're like a
usually when Nelly isn't here.
Yeah.
Or if I'm not here.
Guess you could give me the title of show ringleader, I guess. I don't know. I'm just out and about, I guess.
You are Mr. Cinco.
Mr. Cinco?
Mr. Five.
Senior Five?
Senior Five.
I'll take that title. I will wear it proudly. I'll put it on a jacket.
Can we get a little, like, crown for him that just has, like, the number five on the top?
Give me a tiara with a five on the top.
Give him
I think he'd rock it.
I would rock a tiara.
Give him a Sophia the First costume.
Oh. Little pixie wand to just wave around. A
little pink dress.
Like,
is it purple?
Glitter?
Yes, I think it's purple.
No, I got a better idea. Give me a kilt. And make it the brightest pink, sparkly thing in the world. All right?
It'd be like pink plaid.
Oh, dude.
And then the bagpipes are just like pink latex and whatnot.
Oh,
it's just like...
It's just like a pink rubber glove.
Dude, that would be amazing. I would rock that fit.
I like to imagine just a full Scottish bagpipe player, except he is dressed in like Barbie pink.
Oh, I can see that right now. Oh, that's an amazing image. If you are listening right now, imagine that in your head. If you can't imagine, I know some people, they have like a thing where they just
Aphantasia.
Can't. Yeah, they just like can't visualize something in their head.
I say to you, learn.
Learn how to do that. Learn how to use your imagination. If you can't imagine things, well.
Consider the following.
And, you know, thinking about that, you can do that at any time. If you have that ability to just imagine whatever you want, you could imagine, picture this, if you can. If you can't. I'm sorry. Picture
get
this.
Clown nose. Put it on for me.
Picture this. A cow spinning in circles in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You can't? Sorry. You know?
Can we have a
if
dancing
you can,
cow?
Make that cow a horse.
Yep, exactly.
And now it's spinning vertically.
Ooh.
And now you're breathing manually.
Oh.
And now you feel a compulsive need to blink. And
stop
now
it.
Your mouth is producing a little more saliva than it should
stop.
Be.
This is a really cruel.
Stop. Officer, get him. Stop
then,
him now.
You got Kieran. A weird little itch on your forehead that you might want to scratch.
Kieran, you're wearing socks right now.
Yeah.
You're painfully aware of it. Realize.
Oh, I've been fully aware.
They're just slightly more damp than you'd like it to be.
Mm.
Is this what we're doing now? Are we just making everybody who's listening to us...
Gabe, your knuckles are reloaded and you can pop them again.
Ooh, let's see.
Oh, really? Oh, they are. Are mine?
I am a magic man.
How did he predict that my
magical,
knuckles were reloaded?
You are pretty magical, I'd say.
I am, in fact, a wizard.
Are you a wizard?
Throwback.
Cast it. Okay, throw a fireball.
Gabagool!
Ah!
Took a second for that one to kick in, I guess.
It took him a minute.
Yeah, it was a little delayed, but...
your reaction was after the fireball hit. It exploded, and then you were like... Ah! Like, you delayed that by a full 2 seconds.
Listen, I'm a little slow.
You needed to understand just how painful that fireball was before he reacted.
Mm-hmm. I had to comprehend it, okay? You gotta look into it. You gotta understand how much pain you're in. And you gotta understand how much you want to show how much pain you're in.
Hey, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You have teeth.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You can taste those.
I can taste those? No, they don't have a taste.
We've been getting sick recently.
Hmm?
Speaking of tasting things, I've been tasting my sinuses drain recently.
I did not need to...
Okay.
No, I have like a really runny nose.
I didn't need to... Moving on from that.
To all of the audio listeners, Gabe is currently in like one of those Bacta tanks from Star Wars. And we've got like a tube hooked up to him so that all of the sinus and stuff is just being siphoned out.
Yeah, it's so I don't make a mess.
Dude, you saying Bacta just reminds me of the Clone Commando game. You ever played that?
No.
No, dude.
Oh, Republic Commando?
Yeah, Republic Commando.
The blue one with that blue mask eye thing.
One of probably
the clone troop?
Yeah.
Was he force sensitive?
No.
He was a clone.
He was a commando. He's just like one of the first. Pretty sure that Clone Commandos were like the first couple lines of clone troopers.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were the smart ones.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were extremely skilled, which was why they were so cool. And I really think they should make another game off of that.
I mean, the last time they made a game was like 2010, 2012.
It was a while ago for Clone Commando. They didn't make another one.
It was some PS2 graphics that like really old. Dude.
It was old, but man.
Wasn't it on the Wii?
Yes.
It might have been.
It was on the Wii computers and I think the PlayStation.
It's
at the
on
time.
Xbox as well.
Yeah.
Because I've been playing through it and my goodness, let me tell you. It's good. Angry Birds Star Wars. What about it?
Is that one still
they
on
took
the
it
store?
Off the App Store. Yeah. No, they took every Angry Birds game off the App Store except 2 and Classic and Transformers.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. They took Angry Birds Rio off the App Store too. That upset me more
Aren't
than
they
anything.
Making a new Rio?
I think so.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure.
No, because it was Blue Sky, and Blue Sky's gone.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Last thing that Blue Sky did was Nimona, I think.
What was Nimona?
The Netflix one.
Yeah, they...
Which one was that?
The shape-shifting...
Oh.
I thought that...
Child.
Blue Sky, like, sold the rights to that to Netflix for them to do something with it.
Rio or Nimona?
Yeah, it was because Disney bought them out and shut down the company. So Blue Sky, last-ditch effort, get this movie out, gave it to Netflix.
I'm kind of upset because they made Ice Age.
Yeah, they made Ice Age, dude. Have you seen the hedgehog from Ice Age that looks like Tom Holland?
Oh my gosh.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Why would you put that in my head? Now I can't unsee it.
I just need to let you know. And the Ice Age baby looks like Adam Driver, but...
The Ice Age baby does not look like Adam Driver.
Okay.
Adam Driver is a handsome man. The Ice Age baby is not...
Deserves to be wiped from the face of the planet, yes.
Like, I'm just saying, you could probably throw the Ice Age baby really far. I'm not saying you should.
Dude, that thing has a football-shaped head. It is aerodynamic.
You could...
Aerodynamite? Hit Daft Punk song? He explodes midair?
You Daft chuck Punk? The Ice Age baby and Bangarang starts blasting.
Like a regular show episode. he goes in for the throw and oh my goodness. Ice Age baby is gone.
He's gone. Fully exploded. Atomized.
Whatever happened to the Ice Age baby?
Like, oh, I think he grew up. I do not think they touch on that after the first movie.
I remember
Didn't they get
seeing...
him to his family?
They did.
Yeah, they got him to his family, and then the second movie came, and there was no mention of the baby.
They're probably, like, off doing their own thing.
Probably. Yeah. That would make it.
Then the third movie came out, and then the fourth.
Oh, dude.
And then the fifth and the sixth.
No,
and
wait a minute.
We have an offshoot series of the Ice Age baby.
What's that one Adult Swim cartoon of, like, the caveman? What's it called? Primal?
Ooh. Yeah, Primal.
That's
a good show.
That's what happened.
That's the Ice Age baby.
That's the Ice Age baby. He became Spear.
Creating our own canon.
Yeah, we should write the next Ice Age movie.
Gabe, get on this.
All right. Writing that down. I'm writing that
get
down.
Get the notepad. You got to get the thumbs up pen. What
thumbs
are you doing?
Thumbs up pen.
Thumbs up pen because we're positive.
It's not there.
And happy.
I lost it.
We lost no positivity. All right, it's all over.
All over.
It's
we're
all
gone.
Over. We're done. Show's over.
I think this
See
is the right
lit.
Pen.
No, I'm just kidding. That's the right pen. Okay.
Ice Age Baby Movie 2.
Ice Age Baby 2.
Ice. Oh, it's a black pen and a red pen casing.
Ooh.
Ice Age Baby.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
Gabriel.
Yes?
You're a lefty?
Two. Yes, I
Outrageous.
Am.
Outrageous.
I'm living 2 years less than you.
Oh my gosh, he is a lefty.
Outrageous.
Here we go. All right, Ice Age Baby Movie 2. On the desk.
Gabe, I'm sorry to break this news to you, but...
You're, bless you.
You're left-handed. You're too weird. You can't be on the show anymore.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. Listen,
We're going back to medieval times.
I can work with my right hand.
It was a good,
I'm ambidextrous.
It was a good run, but you're ambidextrous? You can use both hands?
Well, I eat with my left hand, but I play, like, most sports with my right hand.
Are you telling me you're better than me?
I'm telling you that I
That's
can give you
I'm
a firmer
right
handshake
Kieran,
than you can.
I think this guy's telling us he's better than us.
I think he's saying he can give both of us a firm handshake at the same time.
Oh, really? Prove it. Right now.
All right. One hand, two hands.
You got to turn your hand upside down.
Oh, we have to use our... We have to use different hands. Sam, use your left hand.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All right.
There we go. Yeah. See?
Okay.
I just stole both of your stocks.
That was more like a...
They're mine now.
Well, have fun with the GameStop.
Oh, you didn't cash out?
No. Dude, no. I bought way after it fell.
Why?
Okay.
Because it'll probably go back up at some point.
One day. Someday in the future.
I bought like $20. It's fine.
This guy over here is gambling with stocks.
I got 100 in NVIDIA right now.
Did you hear that? Okay, so there was a big story back when.
Hold on a second. Let me get the... I had transitioning. Let's hear it.
So, with the stock market, there was a guy. I believe he was in Germany or something. But he was really, really smart software engineer, right? And he was day trading. So, he was watching the big, like, corporations that would have these algorithms that would buy up stocks and then sell them for minuscule profit, like cents. And really, they were like playing the market just right to make profit, and they weren't getting slapped by what's the
IRS?
I don't think that's
the stock exchange.
Yeah, there's somebody who runs it, and they weren't getting slapped on the wrist because they were big companies. And it's like, okay, well, I can do the same thing. And he did that. He wrote his own program that would trade and buy up a lot of like I forget what it was. They're like commissions or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he would buy them and pump them back out onto the market for just a little bit more profit. And he was doing the same thing. He got warned a couple of times, and then he ended up actually crashing the market for like one day.
Yeah.
And that was, I think there was a miniature market collapse way back in like 2012, 2016, something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the stock market is actually very susceptible to that, which is why we should not put all of our money in it.
You heard that here, folks.
Don't listen to me. I'm actually like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Gabriel is not a smart man.
I'm not.
You should spend all of your money on casinos.
You could. No. Okay, listen. Listen, I am not somebody to tell you to gamble. Do not gamble.
Every gambler quits right before they hit it big.
See, that's...
That's basically what the stock market is.
Sure.
You got to hold it for seven years and then you get like twice your money, right?
Yeah. That's
it's a calculatable gamble.
Kind of.
Semi-calculatable gamble.
It's a gamble with better luck.
Well,
that's about half a gamble.
And you can hold it for longer. You can say, all right, let me leave it in for 20 years, and eventually there will be some kind of profit on your...
Maybe. Or there's no profit at all, and you just lose it all.
Well, I mean, unless like the market completely...
I've been losing money.
Yeah, see?
He's looking at his stocks right now.
Yeah.
Can I see your stock portfolio?
Why would you...
Oh, one is green.
Yeah, that's Lockheed Martin.
All right. But like, I don't know, stocks and trades.
You gotta pay attention to the news to really make good profit.
Less like paying attention to the news, more like just looking up the numbers and seeing how the company's doing in that current moment.
Yeah, like some of it's predictable.
NVIDIA's actually down 4%.
Well, I have no doubt.
That's
not
a shame.
They haven't released anything in a minute, right?
No, not really.
I'd pray on... Okay, what time is it? It's...
8:55.
I'd say it's not March yet. So, like, spring stuff hasn't dropped. But I'd say if you bet on, like, Apple...
Spring is around
Intel
the corner.
And AMD. Because mid-spring and fall is normally when they drop.
No, I'm
stuff,
investing
right?
in Pokemon, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well... Why are we talking about stocks now?
I don't
because
know.
Because that's where we got it.
I think we started gambling, and then we took your stocks.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that was what you said. Yeah. You took my stocks.
Ice Age Baby movie 2.
Well, you said something that got me going. Spring is around the corner.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It's nearly here.
Yes,
I'll
it is.
I'll be in Florida.
Uh-oh. All the snow is going away. The sun is showing itself.
The sun has been showing itself.
But the snow is barely disappearing. There's still some.
There's going to be a solar eclipse.
Yeah, there is.
Are you going to miss the solar eclipse?
No, I'll just be in Florida to watch it.
No, it's so the path of totality along with like the partial solar eclipse does not touch Florida.
That's a shame.
Yes, you're not going to see the solar eclipse then.
What day is the solar eclipse?
I don't remember.
God.
Let me look it up. I think it's in like April.
Well,
oh, then I'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like April.
I'm only gone in March. I'm only gone for a week in March.
I'll have weird half days. My school shifted so that I could go see the solar eclipse. Plainfield did that, which was smart of them. Mm. When is solar eclipse 24? April 8th.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
April 8th. All right.
My birthday is 3 days after that.
Begin in Texas at 1:27 p.m. and end in Maine at 3:35 p.m.
Mm. When does it hit me in Indiana?
Well, it goes straight through, actually, like where we are right now.
Oh, sick.
Wait, what time did you say it started at?
Hold on, let me go back. 1:27 p.m. CDT. I don't know what CDT is.
Something.
Central Daylight Time?
No.
What is CDT?
Why don't you look it up?
What
Gabriel,
is
you're
CDT
the one with your phone out.
Time. Whoa, Central Time. Central Daylight Time, yeah. It's like daylight savings. Maybe.
You said you were right?
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. So it's Central Time, but then the D in there is for daylight, I think. But they're not on daylight right now. Maybe.
He was right.
How was he correct?
It is 171, or no, not one. Oh,
170?
My God. 7:57 a.m. right now in Central Time. So they are 1 hour behind us.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Man, I'm off my game today.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's that sounds sickness. Like it. Allergies.
Off your game, and we are
off the rail.
At
doing name drop.
Not yet. It's not top of the hour yet. Come on. Be patient.
I'm impatient.
You gotta relax.
Did you see that Microsoft's Flight Simulator added a little Dune 2 pack?
Are you saying that I said that?
No, or? I said that. I was completely random. I'm throwing that at you.
Why are you throwing that at me?
Funny helicopter in the air. Just like the sun is in the air.
Uh-huh.
Just like we're in the air.
Well, yeah, we're currently floating 25 miles above the studio. You're actually hearing an in-air podcast right now.
We are live from space?
Yeah.
Man, we are live
Not a
today.
Single one of us lives on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the eclipse from space.
Yeah, we're actually Martians.
In fact, Earth is going to be obscuring the sun for us.
Narp, narp.
It's going to be very weird.
Narp,
looking.
Narp.
That's what the alien cats say on our planet. They don't say meow. They
narp.
Say narp.
What do you think an alien cat would look like? Would it just be green?
It would just be green.
Probably just a green cat, like somebody stuck it in tie-dye.
Someone gave it a shamrock shake. I don't know. Would that affect a cat?
Have you seen the new like TikTok shamrock shake? They like really biffed it with the shamrock shake trend versus the Grimace shake trend. Ugh, I'm struggling.
What are you on about, Gabe?
There was a man who dumped the shamrock shake on himself and then proceeded doing an Irish jig.
Ah, yeah, I don't know. TikTok trends are weird.
They are. I don't support them.
I don't go with them. I go outside. I do things. I live life. I have fun.
You may live life, but I live in this studio.
Is that what this bed here is for? In fact, that's another thing. Gabe, why have you set up like shop in the studio? Why is there a bed in here?
I really, really enjoy the atmosphere that we've created here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put on some jeans, and I'm gonna go kneel in wet grass.
Ow.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Green jeans. My greens.
Your greens?
Yeah, I need my greens.
Do you eat your greens?
My greens.
Greens? Damp green jeans?
Yeah, my damp green jeans.
Kieran.
I need my chlorophyll, bro.
Uh-oh. He's going to send you to Brazil.
Goodbye.
I think he died a little quicker than you did.
Yeah, and he didn't make as loud of a noise either. I'm kind of upset at that.
It's not like you can really react to being detonated immediately.
Don't care. But you, listen here, Listeners, you should care. Because you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
I set you up for that one 3 times.
Huh?
Indy's Trade 90.9.
Your station for variety.
There you go. We did it.
But they're listening to Off the Rails.
I've died twice and I'm back.
Yeah, welcome back. You're alive.
I will die again and I will come back again.
Try again.
Oh, careful with that one. Hit the wall.
Told you.
He took some hit points right there.
Yeah, like 2.
Mm-hmm.
Your fireball has no effect on me.
You're down 6.
You see, I actually take half damage to fireball.
Well, that's upsetting. Anyways.
If you keep hitting him, eventually he will die.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys do President's Day? Because we had the day off for that day.
I was horribly sat sick in my basement and played Baldur's Gate.
The entire time?
Yep.
Hey, Baldur's Gate. I played that yesterday. Woo. Let's go.
See, woo. Me personally,
I love Baldur's Gate.
I slept in.
Yeah.
A long time.
I didn't. I woke up at like 6 in the morning.
I slept until like...
I was still on school schedule because I forgot that we didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I woke up at 6, played Baldur's Gate for like a full 5 hours, I think.
What did you do after that?
I watched YouTube and played Minecraft, ate food. I went outside for a little while. My girlfriend was out shopping for prom dresses, but then she got back. Ooh. And then we played Baldur's Gate together. So I have 2 save files now.
Double ooh.
Mm.
Playing Baldur's Gate with your girlfriend. Good move. Smooth move.
Mm-hmm. I went and lifted. That's it.
That is your president's holiday.
That happened on my President's Day.
Ooh. Did you guys like enjoy the snow on Friday?
1 second. Kira, don't ever do that again. Please do not summon an automaton right here in this room.
He's like 30 feet behind you. Stop that.
Stop it.
He's really tall.
I'm just scooting the mic.
Yeah, it's hurting my ears. Please stop that.
That snow on Friday, though, was like really, really wet.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird.
It froze on the road, and I saw like
at least six
accidents.
I have a story to tell about that.
All right. Did this happen on President's Day?
Snow Day.
Snow Day?
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday.
Mm.
So, coming home from school, the roads were abysmally slick. Like, full on ice. So, as I'm coming out of the parking lot, and I go towards, I'm on Dan Jones, so going, there's a roundabout coming out of the school parking lot.
Right.
So, going into that roundabout, the guy in front of me, I'm going plenty slow, right? Because I don't want to, like...
slip out.
Yeah, and die. The guy in front of me, also going slow. But when we approached the roundabout, I was expecting this guy to, like, again, like, slow down into it so that he could get up to the front of it. There's nobody in front of this guy, right?
Right.
He fully stopped, like, slammed on the brakes and stopped a good 20 feet away from the exit to the roundabout. Like, a good 20 feet. Now, me, seeing this happen, being a little bit close, I am like, oh no. And I have 2 options. I can either do nothing after slamming on my brake and starting to slide forward uncontrollably. I can do 2 things. I can... A, hope that my insurance will cover the damage to the guy in front of me's vehicle and the damage from the vehicle behind me that is barreling towards me at double the speed limit. Or I could turn left into the median and pray that those little poles that were splitting up the roundabout were the ones that collapsed when you hit them. They were.
Okay.
I was lucky.
So we can tell which gamble he took.
Did the guy behind you?
Oh, the guy behind me fully hooked right, actually.
Oh.
Because there is another space open in the roundabout that when I had made my turn, wasn't open.
Oh, yeah.
So I hooked left. The guy that was in the roundabout went right.
Right.
Then the guy that was barreling towards me took that way so that he didn't hit the guy that I almost hit. But
valid.
There were horns honked and there were words said that cannot be said.
Don't you love... Listen, people, if you're listening right now, please
drive
smart.
Slow.
Drive smart.
And slow.
And slow.
Well, you need when proper the roads are icy. Distance. And an appropriate speed to maintain that following distance.
And also a James Bond oil slick.
Well, that one's if you're trying to make somebody else hit you.
Exactly.
Somebody say oil.
That's where the insurance fraud comes in.
This transitions into a little bit that I had planned out.
Uh-oh.
Fellas, in honors of President's Day, which was Monday, you know, we're a few days off.
That's not that
whatever.
Bad.
It's fine.
Who cares? But I want to hear your presidential speeches. Who wants to go first? Raise of hands.
I'm raising my hand.
Gables first. Gables
Hello.
First. Kieran, you could be next. All I'll right. be last. Gabe?
Hello. If you elect me president someday, I will be very, very good at maintaining our country and not in any way, shape, or form bad. Please, pretty please, I'll get on my hands and knees and start crying. Please, please vote for me. I don't want to be a normal person anymore. I want to be the president. I want to be a hate guy that everybody does not hate in any way, shape, or form. And everybody loves and let me like kiss babies' foreheads and things like Metro Man from Hate Guy Megamind.
President Gabe
Beautiful.
Heiser.
Beautiful speech.
Thank you.
Would elect if he just
would vote. Would vote.
If he's just at the podium, just please,
please,
please let me be president. I want to be president. I want to lead this country. Please. Ah, that'd be amazing.
Please put me in charge.
All right. This is my turn.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
And up comes Kirit Sanhulo.
My fellow Americans, today I am going to be committing insurance fraud and several other financial-based crimes. You will all suffer the consequences of my actions, and I will not. I am going to steal all of your tax money, and I am being completely open about this. If you elect me, you will suffer the consequences, and I will not apologize. I am going to make you homeless. I don't... I will eat your food in front of you. I will tear down your restaurants in front of you. And then I will eat upon the rubble.
Man.
Kieran Sanhulo!
I'd elect him. I think he'd be a very good president.
He seems like a trusting guy. He's honest.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something that I can stand behind, is an honest man right here.
I like that he told me what he was going to do after he destroyed my business.
He said he was going to eat my food in front of me.
Yeah.
Upon the rubble of your destroyed business
Tell
place.
Tell me, you're just gonna like walk into somebody's house, like crack open their fridge and be like, "Hi, what do you got?"
Hamburger.
Yeah, dude, I just eat whatever food they've got and then I tear their house down.
You just personally am...
It's a tax write-off.
It's a tax write-off? Oh, okay, that makes it all the better.
I'll be Warner Brothers.
You'll be the Warner
Brothers. I'll get rid of like 12 incredible movies just so that I can make a little extra profit.
Oh, that's sad. I guess it's my turn now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, President Samuel Pearman. Give me your presidential
President
speech.
President Pearman? All right.
President Pearman.
My fellow Americans, as up-and-coming President of the United States of America, the U.S. of A.,
Ooh.
I will make sure and ensure that the lives of the U.S. citizens shall be filled with pre-workout, metal, and a lot of chicken and rice.
I can get behind this.
You were going to say microplastics.
And microplastic. We will be consuming upon the Red 40 day by day. By the end of the year and my two terms, all blood will basically be 100% Red 40.
Oh, I love having carcinogens for blood.
You will also breathe out of straws. Thank
Ooh.
You. Thank
love,
you all.
I love having carcinogens as my blood.
I'm going to say I like his just a little more than I like yours, Kate.
Yeah.
I like that.
Tax evasion.
So, if you are listening now, you can vote.
We're going to do a Twitter poll?
I could do a
yeah,
Twitter
do a Twitter
poll.
Who would you vote for president?
I could do a Twitter poll. I'd have to pull up my Twitter, which is I don't have it memorized off the bat because I don't use Twitter that often.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter.
So I will create a poll.
I like the differences between us. We've got bodybuilder president. We've got child president.
Please let me be in charge.
And we've got John F. Kennedy if his morals were backwards.
All right. I'm going to make the poll real quick. Kieran, how do I spell your last name?
Sandulo. S-A-N-D.
Can we put this on
U-L-L-O.
The main station Twitter, too?
Yeah.
Can we repost this?
This will be reposted, but it will be on my Twitter once I remember what it's called. Oh. Because
hello?
It's up.
Twitter poll on WBDG is
sick. You got
if
it
If you
up.
Go to the WBDG WBDG Indy Twitter poll.
At WBDG Indy.
That's what I just said.
I'm saying it again.
Mr. Okay, Bossman well. Got us covered. Thank
yeah.
you, Mr.
Thank
Easter.
Thank you, Mr. Easter, for putting up that Twitter poll. I am going to vote for myself.
I, too, will vote for myself. These are not fraudulent. Gabe, how do I spell your last name?
H-I-Z-E-R.
H-I-Z-E-R. Really? I had it right the first time, all right?
My dad went to Brownsburg.
Sure.
Who will be the Heiser. Best president? Vote now! Vote me, please. Please. Please.
Pretty don't. Please.
That's me.
You should vote me or Gabe. You could vote anybody except Sam.
What?
He's too desperate.
That's rude.
I want to talk. Can we clip that bit too and get that on like a TikTok or something?
We
get
could
us
probably
some...
do that.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
But if you don't want to go to the WBDG Indy for that, you can go to my Twitter at Pearman the Man.
Pear the Man.
No, it's Pearman the Man. That's my Twitter.
You should have done Pear the Man.
Pear the Man?
Because isn't that your Instagram?
That is.
Hit Bodybuilder? I'm pretty sure that
I'm
was
not
private.
A bodybuilder. I try to be
close. Close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Are you excited for this?
I mean, your bloodstream
cut?
Is pretty much only pre-workout at this point and gamer subs and whatnot. But
gamer subs? Mine's gamer it's subs. Not really full of gamer subs. It's usually full of
milk.
Total War and Rockstar.
And milk.
A lot of milk.
Bones.
Protein powder. It's not an obsession, I swear.
I do twice the amount of powdered milk I'm supposed to per milk so that I get three times my standard milk intake.
You mix powdered milk with milk?
Yeah dude. You get
milk.
Double the milk.
Double milk.
I triple milk.
He gets triple milk.
How do you get three times?
So you get more milk per milk.
It's like really chunky when you mix in the powder.
Yeah, you need milk, more milk per milk.
It's really viscous. You wouldn't want to drink it normally, but like it works.
You guys ever had thick water?
It's like that, but milk.
Yeah, have you ever had thick water? That stuff is weird.
It's like drinking Jell-O, except it's like putty.
Oh, no, it's like drinking Silly Putty, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had edible water? Like,
yeah.
It's those little...
Ice cube.
Little balls.
Yeah, it's like gel. I don't know
Orbeez?
How they... No, it's not like Orbeez. So basically, it's some weird reaction. It's safe to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like cornstarch and water?
That makes... Oobleck, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That is Oobleck.
I'd be throwing things out here at this point.
Yeah, we're throwing a lot of stuff around.
Oh, yeah, just so you know, Oobleck is edible. I wouldn't recommend it, but it can be eaten.
It tastes good.
It doesn't taste good, but you can eat
it. Well, you know, if we're...
But don't.
If we're throwing things around, do we get... You guys have anything you want to plug in real quick?
Listen to the show on Monday. It wasn't on this Monday, but it will be next Monday.
Okay.
If I am not, like, dead...
Maybe. I mean, I think we have some. You pass.
Not today.
Oh, yeah.
Counterspell.
I'd like to plug myself. I don't know. Is tomorrow Thursday at 7:45 to 8:30?
Mm-hmm. Where he misinforms people for 45 minutes.
Sometimes I have little accidents. And
straight up lie.
Yeah.
Falsehoods.
I'm normally spitting like
constant falsehoods.
Yeah.
Absolute blasphemy.
Probably not that far.
There's like six facts that come out of my mouth, but most of the stuff I know, I don't actually know, and I'm just putting two and two together and praying that it's right.
Just constant fraud.
Yeah.
And is that it? You guys?
You should plug yourself, too.
I already plugged myself.
Plug yourself one more time.
One more time. Hey, you've been listening to Off the Rails every Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:15, and hey, you're a little late, but yesterday, every Tuesday from 9:15 to 10, I got a music show on the long road, people.
Gabe just constantly deceives people.
I do. Can I plug my... oh, no, never mind. I can't.
Okay.
I was about to say I should plug my Instagram. That's a bad idea.
Right. I should plug my YouTube channel.
Okay.
My Twitter.
Subscribe to Mr. Beast.
I'm gonna cut it there. Thank you all for joining us. This has been Off the Rails.
Don't wear your seatbelt.
Help me.
Help me.
We'll see you all later.